Aloha.
She made Alec dress like a bullfighter for their wedding.
Totally bosom buddies material.
Welcome back. You are listening to the subscriber exclusive portion of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I am Brian Beckner. As always, I'm joined by Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey, I feel like this is a very clear-cut story of the year situation.
It really is.
You know how when they talk about, like, well, how do you know when you're in love? And you just know. This is it. You see this and you're like, how do you know it's the story of the year? You just know.
2020 was so horrible. There's so many awful things happening every day. There's a global pandemic. People are dying. The emergency rooms are full. There was an election. The country is divided. The president of the United States every day retweets conspiracy theories that are verifiably untrue. And we're living in this world. And then something happens at the end of the year to save us all from it, to just give us that moment that we needed to go, oh, this is beautiful and everything's perfect.
It kind of makes it all worth it.
It really did. I got to agree with you. We couldn't do this alone, though. I had to bring on because she's got a local angle. That's friend of the show. You've heard her here before. Molly McAleer. Molly, what's up?
Hey, I'm so happy to be here. I'm actually thrilled because I feel like I have a lot of inside scoop. And I will say this is the December surprise we all needed.
It really is.
For sure.
So if, in case you're not aware of what we're talking about, it came out this week that Alec Baldwin, who has for nearly a decade, and I will offer this to Alec, he's the difference between a short-term marriage and a long-term marriage in the eyes of the state of California, and I imagine it's very similar in the state of New York, is that 10th year. And while I know Alec probably has an ironclad prenuptial agreement, sometimes those things don't hold up in court, and I would just recommend he get some legal advice before this ends. But the thing is, at this point, Alec Baldwin might be the second most famous person in his own marriage, because this week we learned that his air quotes Spanish, much younger Spanish yoga instructor bride is no more Spanish than you or I. She's from Boston.
Well, I don't know, Brian, how much more Spanish is she than you?
Well, as everyone that listens to this show knows, I am one quarter Guatemalan. My grandmother.
Right.
My grandmother is from Guatemala, or was. She's passed away. So I am more. And
that's not going to save you, by the way.
She's passed away. My grandmother's parents were Spanish. So I am much more Spanish than Ilaria Baldwin. I've seen online. Actually, I don't know.
She's equally Spanish to me because remember I took that DNA test.
And you're 100% Irish.
I was 92% Irish, 8% Northern Irish.
Right.
The saddest breakdown of all time.
It turns out her name was never Ilaria. Her name is Hillary. And she's 36 and from Boston, just like our friend Molly McAleer, who joins us now. And in fact, Molly, you nearly attended the same prep school as Hillary Thomas.
Okay, so the Cambridge School of Weston is not necessarily a prep school. It's more like Montessori on crack. Like, it's a very much, you know, you go there, you pick your major for high school, and it can literally be something like Frisbee. And you can debate to the people who run the school. I think this is why I should be a Frisbee major. Oh, it's physics. It's working out. It's, you know, whatever Frisbee is. Right. And you can go there and you can basically declare a major. And it was one of the schools that was in the running when my mom wanted me to go to private high school. So I did spend a day at Cambridge School of Weston as a student. Oh, and I would love to think that Ilaria was one of my potential teammates that day. Now that I think back on it, I feel like Hillary does sound familiar, but I can do a little like history rewriting in my head. But I feel like growing up as a teen, I would remember another teenager named Hillary because it's such like an absurd name for our time gap. Right. So it was not like a super preppy school that was like unattainable in terms of Massachusetts private schools. It was more of like the hippy dippy one that you went to if you had some money, but they were probably going to be gracious with scholarships if you were like, you know, on the outside of what they would normally have. They also had a live-in situation where certain kids would board.
Boarding school.
And I think that she must have done that because she lived in Springfield, which was 2.5 hours away from Cambridge School of Weston. But it wasn't also entirely uncommon that rich people who sent their kids there, who drove into Boston for work, like her parents did, would not, like, you know, they would bring them back on the way home at the end of the day with them.
Right. And it turns out her dad is some big time corporate lawyer. Boston.
So,
yeah, go ahead, Ed.
I'm definitely not on top of things like you are. And you tweeted something about, you know, reaching out to her saying she could come on the show.
Yeah.
And so I Googled, I was like, Ilaria Baldwin. And I Googled, and then I was treated to the best 2 days of stories I've ever read. But where did this come from? Like, I've known about her because he's on Stern and they talk about her. But like, where did this it just came up now? Like, was there something going on a year ago and we sort of heard rumors, or did it just explode at Christmas?
So I'll tell you what I know. I think this has been sort of an open secret, not unlike Bill Cosby being the most prolific rapist in the history of
when Burris joked about it, that started the second wave. We all knew that he had settled for putting someone to sleep and raping them.
Yeah, it's. I think it's like that where people inside Hollywood.
So Baldwin knew.
That's open. That's
That's
so kind of a fun I went down a Reddit rabbit hole. And somebody summarized something they read in Vanity Fair, and I'll read it to you guys, and you guys tell me if this sounds plausible, okay? Alec has always had a thing for spicy Latinas. He wanted Salma Hayek, but she ended up marrying some zillionaire in 2009. Enter a con artist named Sarma Melngalis from Boston. The previous owner of Pure Food and Wine, which was a trendy vegan restaurant in Chelsea, also where Alec and Ilaria happened to glance at each other from across the restaurant due to fate, and it was love at first sight. That's Hilaria's story. That's in quotes. According to Hilaria's book, Whoa, Zinger, Hilaria's written a book?
It's called Whoa, Zinger?
No, that zinged me.
Like, what the fuck kind of book name is that?
Okay. I was zinged by that. Sarma was friends with Hillary. They went to high school 5 miles from each other in Massachusetts. And Sarma was also friends with Alec Baldwin before 2011. Alec confessed to Sarma that he wanted a wife. Now, that seems kind of sus. This is where the lie began, people think. Sarma set them up in 2011 at her restaurant, Pure Food and Wine, but not before Hillary had her Spanish makeover. This appears to be where and when the name change occurred. The new accent, the black hair, and the fabricated backstory, and possibly the parents moved to Spain to make it more believable. Mengales set up a blind date between Ilaria and Alec at the restaurant one night. Hillary was definitely pretending to be Spanish at this point and going by Ilaria. As we all know, they ended up getting married, but when Alec found out the truth, nobody knows. People close to the story say that Hillary convinced Alec to pay $100,000. Oh, because this Sarma woman was a grifter. She went to jail, but that's not apropos to the story. So basically, they're saying Hilaria manifested it, that she was like, I'm gonna meet up with this guy, Alec. I happen to know he likes Latina women, so I'm going to make myself into that. Molly McAleer, your thoughts. Does that sound plausible to you?
Yeah, I think it is plausible. My initial reaction when I heard the story and then I saw, like, on a blind item Instagram that's ran, like, it's havoc is being wreaked on there. But it said that, like, Hilaria did not know that, like, she was going to meet Alec Baldwin that night. And she put it on almost like a nervous persona because she was faced with a celebrity and never thought that she would see him past that night, and then felt like she needed to keep it up. And that's when I said to Brian on text, I was like, dog, there's no way that, like, if she had shown up to the first date with just a plain old American accent, that he would have refuted her as an individual at all. Right. I think that he absolutely would have gone with it. He's a horny old man.
She's a banging yoga instructor. It should be stated that she's super hot.
She's a beautiful woman. Yes.
And I texted this to Brian. I'm sad to admit it, but when I watched her confessional video,
yeah,
I couldn't stop looking at her breasts.
Oh, my God.
The way the camera was
such
angled,
a pervert.
I'm not even that guy. But yes. She. I mean, I know she gives birth to lots of kids all the time.
Yeah.
So they're full for a reason.
She's got him locked in. She just had another baby. She's got him locked in. I think they've had 5 kids. She's
4 and 4.5 years.
Right.
That's insane.
4 and 4.5 years. She's 36. He's 62. And all of their kids are called, like, Javier, Guillermo. Like, they all have
Romeo. And yeah. There's a whole scene of Alec Baldwin on Ellen where, like, she's grilling him, being like, why do you call the kid Romeo? His name is Romeo. Yeah. And he's like, I got to fit in with my Spanish wife. You know, if I don't call him Romeo around the house, then I'm not going to have the cred that I need. They all bond.
Does he not know her family?
Okay, so this is all very interesting, right?
Yep.
Okay, keep going.
Well, I was just going to, just along the lines of what Ed was saying, supposedly at their wedding, her family was duty bound to not speak to anyone from the Baldwin family. I can only imagine that it slowly, I don't know that there was like a big confession, but I think slowly over time, Alec came to realize and they came to have an understanding that she was much more Bostonian than she was from Mallorca, as she claims.
Steven doesn't go to that wedding, right? He doesn't get the invite.
No, he's a Trumpist.
Steven was on Fox News when I was doing research for this. He was on Fox News 2 years ago, basically being like, oh, hi, Alec. Happy birthday. Like, he was flexing.
Oh, like what's his name to Angelina Jolie?
Oh, John Boyd. Yeah.
Where he says hello to her through, like, TV cameras.
Yeah,
exactly. It was very performative. Considering his daughter is married to Justin Bieber, like, pack it up. Like, you have your bag, sir. Like, you don't need to worry about this. But it's very apparent that Alec Baldwin wants to leave behind a legacy. And I believe I even saw him say in a Howard Stern interview that, like, he's going to leave her with a nice chunk of change. And he knows that. He's definitely fathered up with her for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. He's, look, I don't want to be crass here, but it's not, and this is not an original opinion. This is something I think that many people have said over the years, but the crazy ones are better at sex.
Well, I mean, like, she's a yoga instructor. Yes. Like, I don't think that's, like, a really, like, bright, like, idea. Like,
that's
of course,
saying.
What
that's
do you think?
She's
this old ass man is with a 36 year old yoga instructor.
His, this Alec Baldwin, he goes around in life, his scrotum looks like a deflated balloon every day. He's being drained constantly by this, because there's one thing, like, anybody that's ever dated a redhead can be like, oh yeah, I dated a crazy girl. But have you ever dated a woman that not only taught yoga, but pretended she was from another country to the point where she had a fake accent the entire time? Like, there's nothing crazier than that. That's peak crazy.
Honestly, go ahead, Ed. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I saw a tweet the other day where somebody said, this is like a sitcom plot where they're like, Hillary, you're not going to pretend you're Spanish forever, are you? And she said, I guess so. Yes. That's where we're at.
Right.
Yeah, it really is. It's totally bosom buddies material.
I'm just going to. Go ahead.
The whole thing.
Yeah. I'm just going to read. This is why I love the Daily Mail, is because they summarize everything in bullet points. Hilaria Baldwin's wedding to Alec Baldwin on June 30th, 2012, had a distinct flavor of Spain in the celebration. The 36-year-old came under fire this week for claiming she has Spanish roots. She recently admitted her real name is Hillary, which we already know. She was born in Boston. She only spent some of her childhood in Spain and clarified she is a white girl. At her wedding, Hillary incorporated several elements of Spanish culture. This is amazing. The couple married at Basilica of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral in Manhattan, with the nuptials including readings in both English and Spanish. She wore, imagine what her parents are thinking. She wore a long white veil with lace embroidering the crown of her head, reminiscent of a mantilla, a traditional Spanish lace worn over the head. She later said, I liked that I brought in a bit of my culture. Now, if she was really being honest, wouldn't that mean that they were all wearing Bruins jerseys?
Right. That is true. Yeah. I will tell you, if I was ever going to appropriate one thing intentionally, I've always loved the Spanish tradition of women wearing black wedding dresses.
Gorgeous.
Because
love it.
It's supposed to symbolize that you will not, you know, it's till death do you part. Like, the next time you will be free is in your coffin. So that's why you're wearing a black wedding dress. And I was so disappointed at her not taking that amazing opportunity to come out and make a fabulous statement, inspiring, you know, dozens of brand new black wedding gowns that are on the runway. I really was sad about that when I read that today, because, you know, I've always admired that Spanish tradition, and I feel like a black wedding dress is just killing it. Yeah. And she didn't go for it.
She didn't go for it.
Can I tell you? So I was watching a GMA today, GMA about her wedding. And this wedding was very obviously high profile, but also very secretive. And she made this weird PR mistake of saying that she had a no phone rule at her wedding, and she, and the people, you know, interviewing her, Savannah Guthrie or whoever the fuck it is, was like, oh, because, you know, it's your wedding, it's private. And she's like, no, because we have an exclusive with People. And one of my friends.
Yeah, she said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, and I was like, girl, that's like, that is major PR drama, which is why I was so surprised that, really, honestly, how far along she's gotten with this and that she was able to get away from it for so long, because all of her placements are very well done PR stunts. Yeah. Like the fact that she has a cookbook, the fact that she's doing yoga with the people on GMA or Today or whatever, like that's major stuff. And I would say, I said to Brian earlier, I don't have like placement for her in my head the same way that I don't really for Jessica Seinfeld. Like I have a cursory awareness of what they do, but I don't dig that deep into that universe. And just seeing the amount of press she's had over the years was shocking to me today, honestly.
Yeah,
it's always cookbooks, right? That's what they all get.
Cookbooks, yoga programs, of course.
Well, yeah. in the famous, we should discuss one of the famous clips of her is when she wasn't, when we're talking about the accent, there was a time that she wasn't able to pronounce the word cucumber, and or she didn't know the English word for cucumber. And she was it was actually during a cooking segment on the Today Show where she's just she's making a salad. And she's not like making a special salad. She's just making just a salad, just a regular. It's not even like a niçoise or something like cool. It's just a regular salad. But here, I'll play the clip for you. This remember, this is a girl named Hillary from Boston who is not in the least bit Spanish. She's not a native Spanish speaker. She's not a, I mean, she's apparently learned Spanish.
So the equivalent of this is, you know how I go with my family to Europe each summer?
Yes.
Like if when my sons are 25, they just start talking with a British accent. They're like, yeah, I'm British because we sometimes live in London.
That's the that's the equivalent. And it's also it's open to debate because her dad was some big time corporate lawyer. So he couldn't be just away from the firm and their cases for half the year in Spain every year. So
also, Brian, not to interrupt, but to her mom was also a internist, like a big doctor in Boston.
So how so they went on vacation, just like people go on vacation places.
So all of this is public information. And I will just quote the journalist just to be fair. So Lenny Briscoe is the one that broke this on Twitter. Yeah. And then Tracy Egan Morrissey, who's the one who outed Miss Jamila Jamil for being apparently someone who suffers from Munchausen by or Munchausen syndrome this summer. So she's like Tracy. That's Tracy. And I've known her since we worked at Gawker at the same time. So Tracy definitely like knows how to get in there. But she did the research on Ilaria's grandfather's obituary. And essentially she is from Pilgrims.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it said in the Guardian summary that her dad is her dad has family ties going back to probably the Mayflower. Like
that's some good shit.
Right. She's like she's so not Spanish that she actually comes from the first colonists.
Yeah, she goes to Plymouth Plantation and she's like, I'm home.
Yes.
I wish she made Alec dress like a bullfighter for their wedding.
Well, she kind of did. Hold on. There's more to that. they exchanged. Oh, wait. During their vows, Ilaria is also seen waving a flamenco hand fan. They exchanged wedding bands that had Somos un buen equipo. We are a good team inscribed inside in November 2012, Hilaria spoke with Vanity Fair España, telling how her family couldn't understand how to pronounce her new last name.
Even Spanish people can figure it out.
Yeah, Spanish people are not mentally challenged. They just speak a different language.
No, that's like actually Baldwin is like the easiest name to learn. No,
they might pronounce it Baldwin. Yeah,
Baldwin. Whatever.
Yeah.
But they would be pretty fucking close.
She said
Alec would probably like it.
Of course. He was looking for a spicy Latina. She said, I had to repeat it to my family three times. Baldwin. And the third time they said, oh, we already know who it is. Why didn't you pronounce it right the first time? Whatever that means. Ilaria's parents, although they retired to Spain in 2011, right around the time she met Alec. Incidentally, spent a majority of their lives in the U.S. Her mother, a fourth generation Massachusetts resident, and her father's family ties going back to the American Revolution.
Jesus Christ. And by the way, her parents didn't move there, just to place this for everyone, 10 years after 9/11.
Yeah.
That's when her parents moved there. So, like, it's very recent history. Yeah. I find that we do have to locate 9/11 on a map sometimes when we're talking about history. It is fucking a decade past 9/11. I was living in L.A. for many years at this point.
Yes.
And I consider myself to be a spring chicken in many ways, you know? So let's be real about this. So her parents are fully from Boston.
Yes.
She's from Springfield, which is a little bit further out. Okay, I'll give her that. But I want to talk to you specifically, and I think Ed brought up a really good point about this. I hope I'm not cutting you off, Bri.
No.
But, like, you have kids that you bring to another location during the summers. I assume you live maybe on the West Coast?
I live just outside of New York City.
Okay. So you live in New York. You know seasons, right? Like, seasons are a big deal. New York has slightly better weather than Massachusetts. But you know, if you live in Massachusetts, you get 8 good weeks a year. And you really, really look forward to those, like, 2 to 3 months that you'll be at whatever your summer location is. Because most of the year, you're just sort of, like, slogging through it, right?
Sure.
So I feel, you know, I grew up in Lexington, Massachusetts. I'm going to just preface that by saying I'm not rich. My mom was a cleaning lady. But all of that said, because that's always where people's mind go. But I will say that I consider myself to be more from Green Harbor, which is where I spent all of my summers, because I would say that I truly came alive in the summer. Right. What does that mean about me? I say wicked more. My Oof. Boston accent deepens. OK, Oof. Like you Oof. Are where you spend your summer. And by the way, Brian, I am a terrible vacationer in that I turn a little bit into wherever I'm going. Mm-hmm. I am disgusting like
Madonna.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking monster. Mm-hmm. So I turn a little bit into wherever I'm going. It's why no one can locate me on a map as an individual. I will say that if she spent her summers in Mallorca, which sounds gorgeous and so beyond, she might feel like that is her true self. Like, as a Bostonian, just speaking that way, especially if you live out in Springfield, because, honey, that's like factories. It's not great out there. Yeah. And it's actually like sort of weird that her parents would locate themselves there. Like, I assume they lived on a compound, basically, sure. if they had the jobs that they had and chose to live in Springfield. So I will say that one of my theories about this is that she does genuinely feel attached to what is essentially her parents' retirement place.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you.
She could be I don't know what they call it, you know, Anglophile is into Britain. Yeah. Francophile right. is yeah. French. Like, I could see her being really into it.
Totally.
But to talk with an accent
yes.
is just unacceptable. It's one thing to slip into an accent when you're around people. On the Today Show, she was not surrounded yes. by Spanish people.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Let's play that. The thing is, I agree with Molly to an extent, but also she's adorably nuts. Like, she loves the Spanish culture and feels a kinship with it, and that's okay. But also, she's crazy. It's a bad combination. That's all.
Very few ingredients. We have tomatoes. We have cucumbers. We have red pepper.
Hold on, let me play it again. Because cucumbers. Also, I like the way she was like, we have tomatoes, we have, how do you say in English?
No, it's always, how do you say, dog? Yeah. Like, how do you say is the hallmark. Play it again, please.
Okay.
Very few ingredients. We have tomatoes, we have, cucumbers. We have,
how do you say? It's so great. It's great.
I'm pretty sure at the Cambridge School in Weston, they knew how to say cucumbers.
I would think so. But I appreciate that she's in it. Like, she goes to a place. She sells it the whole time. I feel like she really does believe. She's convinced herself. Much like, it wouldn't surprise me to know that O.J. Simpson for sure thinks he's innocent. Like, he's
looking for the real killer.
Right. He's talked himself into that. And she's talked herself into herself being a Spaniard, being from the Basque right. country. Like, she's
looking
there.
At the picture of her parents. It's pretty funny.
They're
like,
white.
They're
white people. They're white as shit. There's another one. Hold on. This might be the one. I just like pulled some of these clips. This one's kind of long, but this might have been the one that Molly was watching when she's on Good Morning America.
Well,
Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
How's married life?
Married life is really nice.
You know, it feels different. It really feels different. But I didn't think it was going to be different, but it feels quite different.
What's the thing that surprised you the most?
I think just the fact that it feels different. You know, we like to say husband and wife a lot.
Yeah.
I call him husband now. I say, husband, where are you?
Yeah, that's...
He says, where's my wife? How's my wife doing?
And there we go. These are some first peeks.
I love this. Thank you so much. That was so kind of you to share these very private photos. These are the first... We're seeing these first, I think, right? These are some special pictures.
This was my last fitting.
So you meet just a little over a year ago. And Alec, a favorite of ours.
She works quickly.
Media, at the programs now, certainly here at GAA. And now, I know we also have some pictures of your actual first dance. And it was a picture that a friend took with a cell phone.
Yeah, she wasn't supposed to.
She does. And the accent is, she's not over the top with it, which is, you would be sort of like, it would be easy to fall into that.
She didn't do the Speedy Gonzalez thing.
Right. You would want to go big with the accent, but she's very subtle with it.
She's subtle, Speedy.
She's clearly doing an accent. It's amazing.
Husband. Wife.
Yeah, it's great because, like, she is simultaneously, like, course correcting for whoever might be hearing her. Like, she wants the people who believe she is Spanish to hear a little bit of that inflection, but then she's correcting it so that everyone back in Boston who's making fun of her, because apparently this has been running wild in Boston for years. I had no idea. And maybe I did and I just blacked it out, because that's absolutely possible. But apparently, like, you know, everyone's been laughing at her about this for years. Well, like, people are very much in the know.
Because that's
this goes to Brian's point. Yeah. This is crazy behavior.
It's crazy.
This isn't.
She grew up with people. Like, everyone has people they grew up. Remember a few years ago, and this is it's a shame that this has to be a thing, but Rebel Wilson, the Aussie actress, was claiming she was
your face actress.
She was claiming she was 29, and she was in her mid 30s, and someone produced a yearbook. Somebody that she grew up with produced a yearbook and was like, "Hey, she's not 29." Now, that's very petty, in my opinion. Like, if somebody wants to say they're 29 or 37, like, that's fine. Say that. But, and I, you know, I'm not going to out you for it, but eventually somebody's going to know. And this chick is Hillary from Boston. There were thousands of people that knew that she was not Spanish, and she's became incredibly famous and just stuck with it and just fucking rode it out. And that is why I think we have to get together and make her the queen of this country.
I agree.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure. I mean, we can't do worse, you know, than all of our other options.
Right?
I think she's great. Yeah, I'm going with it for sure. I do wonder, though. OK, so you and I have talked quite a bit about, you know, people that might be lying about certain things in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think that something as simple as a yearbook entry is getting swatted down by publicists and paid for off the books by people all the time?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, I mean, let's be real. Someone tweeted this today. I think her name was Amanda Mull. She's a reporter, and she tweeted, like, a joke today, basically saying that, like, all celebrities 15 years ago were this crazy. They just are now, like, PR managed down to the bone, where, like, they know not to say insane shit so that they can get their endorsement deals and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Which, when you think about the Chrissy Teigen of it all, like, that factor is, like, wild too, because she's sort of the anti-celebrity in that way. But I mean, I wonder I think there's just a lot of money being thrown at her PR team, and I think Alec is funding it all. It is his legacy. You know, after all, he really definitely was like, you know, yeah, I'm 62. I want to squeeze 5 kids out.
Like, no, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's a genetic nightmare, honestly,
really,
if I'm being
is.
Honest.
Yeah.
He had to get a nice young wife for that.
Just looking at his Christmas morning picture is exhausting. There's so many kids on that couch.
And they claim to do it without nannies, I think. I think they're the...
Well, that is the biggest lie in Hollywood.
Of course.
Well, do you want to know why I know she's crazy in that regard? one of the many interviews I watched today, just downloading info for y'all, was that she stopped calling Alec when she was in labor because she realized after baby number two that he had no chill. And so she would start going into labor, go out and walk the dog, go to the hospital, get the epidural, and then call him once she was way in labor because he couldn't.
That's not the Alec Baldwin I know.
No,
the guy who was removed from a plane because he refused to stop playing Words with Friends.
Yes, right.
Oh my God, yes, no, that's so great. It's so true, though, because I was thinking, yes, he's a nightmare, probably in a high-pressure situation like that, something that is a sacred moment that as a woman you just need to sort of go through yourself. Women have been doing that forever. But, she is a full-blown liar to him every day.
There's a lot more to this discussion. If you would like to hear part two of our story of the year conversation, click the link in the show notes of whatever app you're listening to the show on, or go to the ballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page to subscribe to all of our bonus content. Thanks for listening. Top podcast, man. No one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS.